Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about the growing speculation about Dani Pedrosa doing a wildcard appearance in Jerez. Now, Pit Beirer was asked directly about this and whether it would happen or not, and he said, "I think so. Dani has already been testing for us this week in Jerez. I feel he is getting ready for a wildcard appearance, but we will never push him to do a race. So at the end of the day, it is Danny's call. Dani is pretty strong and pretty fast. I feel he's ready to race. He just needs to say yes. However, whatever he decides, we are ready for him." Now, I think this is brilliant. I love seeing Dani Pedrosa on the racetrack. I think in the two appearances that he did last year, you know, he definitely stuck it to the race riders. For being an old boy that is retired, I thought, this is absolutely epic. And when I got to the end of the championship and saw in the two race weekends that he scored more points than Joan Mir did all season, kind of just put into context how actually good this guy is. And, you know, I call him an alien, but unfortunately he never won that world championship. It's probably the unluckiest alien in the whole series. You know, he was just around the time of Valentino Rossi, Jorge Lorenzo, Marc Marquez. He was just ran out of luck. But like, for me, you know, I watched him through his 125, 250s into the MotoGP class. You know, he has been a key member of KTM's success and where they got, you know, he has been an absolute legend of a test rider. And, you know, they're benefiting KTM from the guidance of Dani. You know, so for me, in a lot of ways, Joe, he's much more of a legend than what you saw of him on track. What he's been doing behind the scenes with the likes of KTM, you know, you could literally say he's worth his weight in gold. But I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think about seeing Dani Pedrosa doing another wildcard appearance in Jerez? Where do you think he will finish compared to Acosta? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.